the beginning.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip this slide.
Okay.
So hello everyone. At the next talk, we have Eric from Green Island coming to talk to us about Ramalama. Eric, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Let me just clip this in. So, hi guys. I normally start this song with a fun little jingle, but we've only 20 minutes, so I'm going to skip it this time. Sorry guys. Okay, so. Yeah, this is a project I co-created with another engineer called Dan Walsh. I'm Eric Curtin, I'm a software engineer. I guess from the AI perspective, what I've worked on is I co-created RamLlama, and I'm also a Llama CPP upstream maintainer. RamLlama is all about making working with AI models boring and, you know, simple for everyday users like you and me. So as I said, this was... I'm going to fly through this stuff really fast because I want to give you a short demo and give you guys to ask some questions or whatever. But this was our one goal at the start. Now we're exploding on all sorts of different features. But the goal was to make AI usage boring. Boring is kind of a term I stole from another famous engineer called John Masters. To allow the simple use cases to basically just work. So like with RamLlama, let's say over the weekend this cool Chinese model gets released called DeepSeek. You can just run this one line install command and this one line run command with DeepSeek and essentially it'll just work. Some of the goals are to be OCI centric by default. So to provide user space runtime environments as containers. So there's a huge array of acceleration stacks for AI, and they're not actually the most straightforward to install. Some of them have lots of dependencies. Some of them have not so many dependencies. But one of the things RamLlama will do is, when you try and run it, it'll look for the primary accelerator on your machine, and based on that, it'll pull the correct runtime environment for that accelerator, so it'll just work. And sometimes maybe you want to choose your AI stack. Maybe you're like, oh, I want to play with Vulkan. You can manually specify what AI stack you want to use also. So another feature is to provide models as OCI artifacts, because I'm going to go through that later in slides, but basically that you can push and pull models as from OCI container registries, because OCI container registries are all over the place in public and in private networks. So it's just, they're well suited to handle multi-gigabyte files, which models tend to be in multi-gigabyte files. So it's well suited for that use case. Containers are not strictly required. You can actually run RamLlama with no containers. Sometimes I do that on my MacBook here because if I want to try out RamLlama natively on Mac OS, which doesn't have containers built into the Mac OS kernel. This makes life much easier. This is something I read on Llama CPP before. So AI models aren't deterministic by design, so it's probably a good idea to isolate AI models anyway in either a container or a VM or something. And this was some advice I read on Llama CPP documentation. Always execute untrusted models within a secure, isolated environment, such as a sandbox. And you might say, well, I trust my AI model. And another line I saw a couple of lines later is that the trustworthiness of a model is, it's not exactly binary anyway, so you should probably always encapsulate your AI workloads to a degree. So this was another goal.